This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the many defining features of the Apple ecosystem, the really tight control the company exercises over the devices it makes, the software that runs them, and the app store that services them, got just a teensy bit less tight this week. Apple's going to loosen some of the rules for the app store, specifically letting media apps like Spotify and Netflix. It's going to let companies like that send customers directly to their own websites to sign up and pay and, oh, by the way, keep the give or take 30% cut that Apple usually takes. To be clear, Apple is not doing this out of the goodness of its heart. Japan's Fair Trade Commission is leaning on them, as are other regulators. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
Apple's control over App Store payments was at the heart of a settlement last week with small developers. There's also the ongoing antitrust case brought by Epic Games over in-app purchases in the wildly popular video game Fortnite, a new law passed in South Korea this week, and antitrust charges brought in the EU and India.
I think the concern is in part, we've locked people down, they have no choice, and they have to pay a lot of money. People call those walled gardens.
Mark Lemley is a Stanford law professor who once represented Apple in an unrelated case. He says governments and apps are increasingly making the case that Apple's vertically integrated ecosystem is anti-competitive, even though at first it was beneficial for many app developers, says Forrester analyst Julie Osk.
Without Apple, they don't have a ready customer base of, 1 to 2 billion iOS devices worldwide.
And yet now, many have grown big enough to have their own relationships with consumers and are chafing at Apple's price to do business on its platform, a price that could get passed on to consumers, though not without some value, says Ashkan Soltani, the former chief technologist for the FTC.
When you use Apple Payments, you get as part of that, as a consumer, protections around, for example, Apple doesn't send your actual credit card details to the developer.
Apple says greater control over the App Store allows it to improve user experience and security. But apps and the companies behind them wonder if consumers really have a choice in being tied to one operating system. Soltani says which argument officials buy could decide whether the wall around Apple's App Store garden stays standing. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.